Hello, Anna Mulder with you, bringing you the highlights from the ABC coverage of the 47th Tamworth Country Music Festival.
Well, when news broke of the huge fish kill at the Menindee Lakes in southwest New South Wales a couple of weeks ago, many Australians heard about the Murray-Darling Basin Plan and the organisation that implements that plan for the very first time. That is unless they'd heard our next guest's latest album from the backcountry. We'll discuss why soon. He's the epitome of country music longevity, releasing his first album in 1976, wearing bell bottoms and a shoulder-length fuzzy mullet. Graham Connors, welcome.
Well, hello, Anna. Lovely to be here with you, and hello to all of Australia listening in today.
Your career has spanned more than 40 years now. You have all sorts of awards under your belt. You've been inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame's Roll of Renown. Slim Dusty recorded 12 of your songs, I think it was. John Denver recorded your work. Your first album was produced by Chris Christopherson. And later today, you're playing your 20th annual festival concert in Tamworth's Town Hall. You've certainly done a lot.
Yes, well, considering my age, I mean,
exactly.
Look, you know, it's like, how did I do that at 40 years of age? That's fabulous.
You came out walking, that's how. What are the biggest changes to the Tamworth Country Music Festival that you've seen in that time, Graham?
Look, I think the Tamworth Festival, from my perspective, bear in mind my first golden guitar experience was in 1989, and it was a smaller festival. Then we came through the 90s when country music just blossomed. And Tamworth, well, you couldn't get a room in the town. You couldn't get a tent site, a car park. It was just an amazing time. Then, of course, like everything, when you get to the top, there's only one way for it to go. It's sort of got to calm down a little bit and into the 2000s. And I feel, in a way, we're coming back into an upswing period. Mm. Just the natural energy. And the only thing I will say, I think there are two sort of factions to country music at the moment. There's the continuing Australian story, where people are trying to write songs about who we are, where we are, and there's a more internationalist side of things, and a lot of the younger artists are tending towards that international Americana side. We need to draw both of those strands together, and Tamworth is the spiritual home in which to do that, and I think that is just a step away, and you'll see, well, once again, book 12 months in advance.
Yeah, it's still very difficult to get a spot here in Tamworth now, isn't it?
It certainly is, but isn't it lovely to see the number of younger artists on the street? I've been for a walk and on two occasions, and once again, you're back to the density of, like, every 10 feet there's someone there singing and expressing themselves in some way.
Describe that look, Graham Connors, when a busker realises they're looking at Graham Connors, looking at them and listening to their music.
Well, generally, I've had a couple just stop. And you're like, please keep going, don't panic, you know. And then it's like, oh, then they'll start playing again. What they don't realise, it's a great joy for me to listen to anyone play. Probably the least joyful person I listen to is myself, because I'm ever the critic and the editor. But listening to other people, you know, I was at Troy's concert yesterday afternoon, and the joy of listening to people express themselves in music is part of the reason I'm in this business. I spent some time working in music publishing, which meant that I was working with creative people at the beginnings of their career and further on. And it was a great joy to hear songs for the first time, you know. And so there's that full spectrum for me in country, in the music industry generally, let alone country.
Well, we had Brad Butcher on earlier in the week, and he spoke of how you've mentored him since his late teens and early 20s, and a relationship that's still strong and
good friendship. Brad's a great talent, and you know, mentoring is when you're dealing with people who are original and have the talent required, all you're really doing is trying to steer them in the right direction and just sort of say, well, I think there's an avenue there you could pursue or whatever happens to be. Very little needs to be done in terms of, because they know their voice. And this is the thing with any creative endeavour. The primary factor is know who you are. and work with that person. Because duplicating another artist or copying another style always puts you a year behind the business. You know what I mean? So it's really about following those that sound in your head. Anyway, I won't get in too philosophically here, Anna. But
you know. We love it when you're philosophical.
Silophosical.
On a Friday.
Silly fossical. Yeah.
That's us, Graham Connors, with us on the stage here. Peel Street, we are, as part of the 47th Tamworth Country Music Festival, of the three golden guitars you're up for tomorrow night. One is for the wonderful song on the latest album called Kimberley Frontier, and we'll talk about that shortly. But I want to know about track 7 on the album, From the Backcountry. It's a song called Ghost Towns. In it, you write about the effects government water buybacks have had on communities relying on the Murray-Darling Basin's rivers for their livelihoods and their existence. How did Ghost Towns come about?
Well, it was really just a reaction to, we were touring, we did a show in Bourke, we came back through Lightning Ridge and then on to St George, which of course, for those who have travelled, will know we came through Hebel, Dirranbandi, and I was astonished at how the population decline in those particular areas. Got to talking to people in the community, and they explained that with the best of intentions, with the buyback, it's wreaking havoc on a lot of these smaller centres because people with various jobs, like the helicopter pilot, might have two or three kids to go to school, and they support certain shopping. If his job goes because of the buyback, then of course the school becomes precarious because there aren't enough students there, and it flows through the whole system. Rather strange analogy, but you know what I'm saying. And schools have closed, places like Dirranbandi, and then kids have to be bused onto St George or somewhere else. So it is one of those situations that politically I think we need to dig deeper and go further in trying to resolve these issues from a community basis. Water is definitely the great issue of the next, well, I would suggest the next 10 years in Australia, just to try and get a plan, a consensus from all of us as to which areas need to be assisted and which areas, unfortunately, we just have to let go of. But the community toll that takes has to be brought into the situation.
Water is such a complex issue. Is it challenging to align yourself? Is it dangerous to align yourself as a country music star with something that's potentially controversial, considering, you know, we do find a lot of audiences quite conservative still?
Look, first and foremost, I'm a citizen of Australia. I mean, songwriting is what I do. But my opinions are my opinions, and I do, like everybody, I try and look at both sides of the argument and arrive at, there are greater minds than mine working on this, and there are greater minds who probably have yet to be tapped. I think it's one of those things that we need to take a bigger view, and we need to actually bring the right people into the argument. None of us has the single answer. Mm. It's by an effort of us all getting together and pooling our resources.
I'll read some of the lyrics from that song now so people get a sense of it, because I know we're going to play others today. The schoolyard is empty, the playground is bare, the kids do their best now with School of the Air. If buybacks continue, the planet is saved, so say the wise men of the MDBA. With the best of intentions, the outcome is clear, they're building ghost towns out here. With the latest fish kills still fresh in people's minds, with debate, I guess, continuing about who or what is to blame, Graham, I mean, what sort of reception or reaction are you getting when you sing Ghost Towns?
Ghost Towns is it's a thought-provoking song, and I'm not looking for thunderous applause or anything. It's, from my perspective, it's just putting it out there. Can we talk about this? Mm. And my audience tends to want to talk about it, so I'm in a fortunate situation where I'm having a conversation with people who care about the same things.
Yeah. Well, we've got a lot of wonderful Graham Connors fans in the live audience today here in Peel Street, and I think we should give them a taste of what they can hear this afternoon in your 20th Tamworth Town Hall concert.
20th Tamworth Town Hall. Isn't that amazing?
We'll get him limbered up. What do you reckon, ladies and gentlemen?
Of course. This afternoon, I'll be joined by some of the greatest musicians in this country. But for now, you're going to have me. I like to say I see myself as a songwriter. That excuses me for any weaknesses in the instrumental department. This came about from a trip to Broome to revisit a good friend, Alan Pigram from the Pigram Brothers. If you don't know the Pigram Brothers, get into them. Fantastic music from a very unique part of Australia. And I was over there just to catch up with Alan, and they did a gig, and I went along to the gig, and this song came to me over the next weeks. Friday night in Derby at the Spinifex Hotel. Half the town is in the beer garden. The Pigram Brothers break into nowhere else but here, and the party crowd goes off like Krakatoa. Ah, the blokes are rough and ready, but the girls are too darred up in a full-on dress rehearsal for tomorrow's Derby Cup. While the Fitzroy Crossing mob have found a space down near the stage, and they're dancing like goannas over hot sand. And me, well, I'm on my second beer, soaking up the scenery, happy to be here on the Kimberley frontier. The fella in the bow tie's got a system figured out, and all the single girls are dancing with him. While he does the bump and grind, he's eyeing off the boys just like they're eyeing off the girls to chat up later. Then the band call Ashley Ubaguma up to sing, and I feel like I've just been hit by lightning. Something about don't muck me round. I reckon if he knuckled down, he could be the Jimmy Bonds of West Australia. And me, I'm on my one too many beer, grinning like a Cheshire cat from ear to ear on the Kimberley frontier. Saturday morning early, and we're back behind the wheel. Tires whistling down Great Northern Highway. Guitar lady in the back, strumming through our favorite tracks. It's all John Prine from Willari on. Come afternoon, we're out catching threadfin in the bay. Of course I got the big one, but I let it get away. Between the town beach markets and staircase to the moon, I've ticked my bucket list big time on this trip to Broome. And now I'm on Matzo's mango beer to remind me of good times and friends till I'm back next year on the Kimberley frontier. Kimberley Frontier.
Well, class. Graham Connors. How lucky are we to have Graham Connors with us today here on the ABC stage. Look, I've noticed too, a couple of grey nomads wandering around getting your photo on their mobile phones, Graham. The selfie is the new autograph. Are you finding that at the latest festival?
Yeah, look, I'm unfortunately bloody useless when it comes to selfies. I put it up here and all I ever get is this big nose. I got to find a way to get a stick further and further away. I actually rely on other people to take photographs. It's so much easier.
The gorgeous imagery in that song, Kimberley Frontier, of which you were nominated a Golden Guitar for. You released an album called North in 88, and on that record, A Little Further North made you a household name.
North was my wonderful career-beginning gift. It was a song that I remember the writing of it. We were living in Sydney. I had been pursuing success in the music industry since 1973 when I finished year 12 at school. And here I was in, it would have been about 86 at the time, 1986. And I decided that maybe it's time to look at something else. I'd been working in music publishing and I thought, well, maybe that dream has slipped by. I thought, hang on a minute, before I let it go, just let's do one more album. And this album, I'll do songs that matter completely to me.
Wow.
Don't go looking at the market, just write songs, because these are the songs that my kids could hear in years to come and say, oh, that's what the old man did. So North was like Mango Shade, Cyclone Season, Let the Cane Fields Burn. They were all stories from my childhood. And the song, A Little Further North, of course, somehow captured the hearts and minds of so many Australians at that time.
Can't believe you're still saying somehow, because you know, that affinity, though, with the northern parts of Australia, I mean, something that's always been with you by the sounds of it.
Well, it has, because, you know, look at my skin. I was never meant to live in the tropics, right? As most of us are the same situation. But there's something about the humidity. There's something about the seasons, particularly the build-up to the wet. There's all these things that draw us to the north. And it's also, in a funny way, the north to me is a mythical place. It's a place where you can somehow define your own destiny. There's a sense of freedom. And I think that's why, you know, people take their caravans and head north during the winter, because it's more than just in search of the summer or the continuing summer. It's actually a place in which there's space and there's friendliness and, yeah, it's something that's in the Australian heart and psyche.
A beautiful Australian escapism.
Yes, that's what it is. It's a myth. It's a wonderful myth. And what's wrong with good myths, I say?
Oh, no, never. They're fabulous. We always love a good myth. It's been 7 years since your last album, Before Now.
Well, yeah, but it's not as if I was sitting on my hands doing nothing.
No, clearly not.
We, back in about 2011, I had an album called Kindred Spirit, and that was dedicated to other Australian songwriters, where I recorded songs by others, some known, some unknown. Then, of course, North had its 25 years. Well, that's a pretty significant birthday, so we revisited the album. And then I did a live DVD performance, a two DVD collection, and woke up at the end of last Tamworth, 2018, and said, my goodness, I haven't given my audience a new song in so long. So I set to work from about March and April, just collecting the ideas that I had over a period of years. And lo and behold, I had enough to put together from the back country.
Mm. We're so glad you have. Is there time for one more song?
There's time for one more. And I started, when you started talking about it, I thought, damn, let's go from brand spanking new to Where It All Began.
Yes. Woo! Graham Connors on the ABC.
This is the way I first heard this. The sun sinks behind me in the west. This is the time of day I love best. Salt breezes murmur through the coconut palm. As the colors change, they set a scene of tropic calm. Seagulls heading back to land over the mangroves and the salt pans by a lazy creek with a six pack and a fishing line, winning back some memories and losing track of time. I head a little further north each year, leave the cities behind, out of sight, out of mind. Oh, up where my troubles can all disappear. I head a little further north each year. Feeling the night wrap around me eases my mind in serenity. Ocean waves are humming on the outer reef. These balmy nights and sultry days are a welcome relief. I head a little further north each year, leave the cities behind, out of sight, out of mind. Whoa, all disappear. I head a little further north each year. I head a little further north each year, taking my mind to an easier time. Oh, clear. I head a little further north each year. A little further north each year. A little further north each year.
That song is part of the fibre of us as Australians, I think, Graham Connors.
Thank you, Anna.
Look, we have a little fun thing we like to try before we let you go, and we've got 60 seconds, because I know you've got a big gig this afternoon, so we'll have a couple of questions under the 60-second timer, okay, and we'll learn a little bit more about you.
Right.
Our final minute with Graham Connors.
So I can't even think, I just have to answer.
Yep. What's okay. Your favourite lyric of all time, Graham?
My favourite lyric of all time is Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain.
Which song do you wish you'd written?
Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain.
Hardest instrument to learn?
Trumpet.
Most common song request you get?
Let the Cane Fields Burn.
Do you dance?
Badly.
What's your signature move when you try? He's doing some pelvic thrust. Water, soft drink or beer on stage?
Water.
Your signature karaoke tune?
Hey Jude.
Keep going.
Don't make it bad. Keep coming, keep coming, keep the questions.
The worst habit of audiences?
Requests.
Oh, we're learning some lessons this morning. And who's the artist not to be missed when visiting the Tamworth Country Music Festival?
Oh, Graham Connors is all right. Troy Cassidani's worth a look. John Williams is pretty damn good too. Luke O'Shea, I see over there. He's worth a listen.
Oh, Graham, it's been so much fun this morning. And, of course, people can see your 20th Town Hall gig this afternoon at 3 o'clock. Finalist for three Golden Guitar categories on the weekend. Are you performing at the Golden Guitars?
Big secret. Yes, I am. And I'm performing with another wonderful artist called Catherine Britt.
Oh.
Going to be a lovely surprise for you.
You know, we've just told
I'm
a
just
whole
playing some play away music, you
I
know,
like
so
this.
You can talk over the top of it.
This man's done this before, I think.
Ladies and gentlemen, say goodbye to Graham Connors.
A round of applause for Graham Connors.
Thank you so much. Enjoy your Tamworth as much as we are. Bye now.
You've been listening to the ABC coverage of the 47th Tamworth Country Music Festival.